In today's Mishnah, we're in the second and third Mishnah from the first parak of Masechta Makot, and we continue learning about Edim Zolmim and these false witnesses. The Mishnah begins, Ma'edim Anu Bishploni. Witnesses come along and say that we testify that this individual owes Shechayv L'chaveru 200 zuz. He has to pay somebody else 200 zuz. And Vinimsa Zolmim and two other witnesses came along and says, it's impossible you could have witnessed this event because you were with us in a completely different location at that time. We say, what punishment does he receive? According to the first opinion, Lokin and Mashalmim. They receive both lashes and they have to pay. This is the reciprocal punishment they receive, meaning that which they wanted to make this person pay, this 200 zuz, they have to pay themselves. Why is it received two different punishments? So Lo Hashem Hamiviadul Makot Miviadoli De Tashlumim. I mean, the pasuk that obligates these witnesses to pay this sum of money, that's Alasitim Lo Kasha Zamam Lasot Lachiv, they have to do to them that which they wanted to do, is a completely different pasuk that also obligates them with lashes. That's Lo Tane Barcha Ed Shaker. It's a negative prohibition of being allowed to provide false testimony. So that's Pina Remi Meir. We've got two different psukim that can give them both these punishments to these false witnesses. And he says, I have a precedent for this because we find by the case of Motzi Shemra, this is the husband that falsely accuses the wife of being unfaithful during the between Erusin and Nisuin, that he also receives both of these punishments, get lashes and has to pay, as we've learned about in more detail in the past. However, Chachamim Omrim, they say no. Kol HaMeshalem Ein Eloke. He says, if you've got an incident, we're meant to receive two punishments. One of them is payment. They don't receive lashes. And that's because the pasuk says, Kedei Rishato Bamispar, which is the full pasuk of Vayabina im Binakota Rasha, Vepilo Shofidi Kalifanav Kedei Rishato Bamispar. So the pasuk is, it will be that if the wicked one is liable to lashes, the judges will cast him down and strike him before him. The important part is according to his wickedness by account. So Kedei Rishato, meaning according to his wickedness, Chachamim would say there's only one wickedness he can receive, but not two punishments. So that is why when in the situation where you can't give him that reciprocal punishment, we fall back onto the other case of lashes instead. Let's now learn Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says, Midim anu bishpon shul chayv malkut Abraham. What if the witnesses come along and provide a testimony that such and such an individual violated a negative prohibition, they're trying to make him receive lashes? And they're found in Zulzom, and they're found to be of these false witnesses. Then, according to the first opinion, once again, with the same debate, lo kim shmonim, he received two sets of lashes. Literally 80, but it would be 2 times 39. Why? The first is Mishum Lo Tanei Berachayet Shaker. The first, according to Rabbi Meir, once again, is because he's violated prohibition of providing false testimony. And also Mishum Vasitim Lo Kasher Zama. And also, they have to receive the reciprocal punishment as suggested by this second pasuk. That's opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim, once again, so it was Divrei Meir, V'chachamim omrim, Chachamim say, Ein lokin el arba'im. Once again, Chachamim maintain the position that it's he's only punished because of Kasher Zamam, and because of the pasuk Kedev Shiato, he only receives one Risha'a, one, if you like, wickedness. The question is, if we're dealing with reciprocal punishment, that we have one accuser who's meant to receive one punishment, and we've got two witnesses that are going to be punished for what they're trying to do, do we split it or not? So the Mishnah says, Meshal Shalim B'mamon, Ve'ein Meshal Shalim B'makot. What it means, if the false witness tried to make someone pay money, in other words, it would say, try to make pay 200 zuz, then yes, these witnesses would each pay 100 because they can combine together. However, if they're trying to make him receive makot, we say, Ein Meshal Shalim B'makot, if they're trying to make him receive lashes, well, that's different because when monetary sums of money can combine together so this individual receives what they're trying to extract from him, that's fine. With lashes, well, it wouldn't be kasher zamam because you cannot combine lashes together. Therefore, they each would receive the sets or set or sets of lashes individually. So if they tried to make him receive one set of lashes, each of them would receive one set. So Mishnah says, Ketzad irushu chayv l'chaver matayim zuz. That's the cases we gave. If they testified that some so had to pay 200 zuz, nimtza zomim, they're found to be false. Nashashin b'neihim, they each pay 100 zuz. Aval im ha'irushu chayv malkut abrayim, if they said he has to receive, in the language of the Mishnah, 40 lashes, the nimtza zomim, they're found to be false, then kol echad, each of them would receive, lokim abayim, would receive 40 lashes each. Those are the Mishnah today.